This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes. In a social media post, Trump said Khamenei's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. U.S. President added the heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. The death of Iran's supreme leader reportedly occurred after a joint U.S. and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and governmental sites. According to a senior Israeli official, Khamenei's body has been found. In a nationally televised address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had earlier said that there are growing signs that the 86-year-old Khamenei has been killed when Israel struck his compound early yesterday. There was no immediate comment from Iran on Khamenei's death. Indian Embassy in Israel has urged the Indian nationals who are temporarily in Israel to follow the advisory issued earlier and register with the embassy at the link www.indembassyisrael.gov.in/Indian_national_reg to facilitate timely assistance and communication in the prevailing situation in the region. In a social media post, the embassy informed that it remains in close contact with the Indian community in Israel, including tourists, short-term business visitors, and media persons who are currently in the country and are affected by the prevailing situation. Ministry of Civil Aviation, MOCA, has announced that 444 flights are expected to be cancelled today due to escalating tensions between Iran and Israel. In a social media post, the MOCA said that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, is working closely with the airlines to ensure passenger safety and compliance with the operational regulations. In view of the current situation in the West Asia, Air India has cancelled all flights to destinations in the region until 11:59 p.m. today. In its advisory, Air India said it is closely monitoring developments and remain in continuous coordination with the relevant authorities. It said the safety and security of passengers, crew and aircraft remain its highest priority and will continue to assess the situation and take appropriate operational decisions as necessary. It further added that affected passengers are being informed and its teams are providing all the required assistance to the passengers, including rebooking and refunds. For further information, passengers can contact the call centre at +91 11 6932 9393 and +91 11 6932 9999 or can visit its website. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple development projects worth 7,100 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. Prime Minister reached Chennai last night after his visit to Rajasthan and Gujarat yesterday. In Puducherry, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees this morning. He will also address the gathering on this occasion. After Puducherry, Prime Minister will travel to Madurai in Tamil Nadu in the afternoon. In Madurai, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees. To further strengthen broadcasting services in Tamil Nadu, Prime Minister will inaugurate three new Akashvani FM relay transmitters at Kumbakonam, Yerkod and Vellore. These transmitters will expand regional coverage, ensure uninterrupted FM broadcasting and enhance access to public broadcasting services across multiple districts of the state. Prime Minister will also address a rally of the NDA in Madurai. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to perform darshan and puja at Arulmigu Subramanya Swami Temple, Tiruparan Kundram in Madurai. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan have been knocked out despite a 5-run win over Sri Lanka in their Super 8 Group 2 match at Palekele last night. Today, India will face West Indies in their Super 8 clash at Eden Gardens at 7 p.m. IST. And that is the end.